I don't know if any of you saw the rather recent movie, The Black Panther, a superhero movie. In The Black Panther, a wise woman is counseling the new leader of the nation. And she says, "You get to decide what kind of king you're going to be. You get to decide." If you know your history, you know what most kings and queens and rulers have chosen, what kind of authority figures they are, whether popes or dictators, kings or queens, they often will take absolute power and then it will corrupt them absolutely. Most kings use their power, if you know your history, for personal gain, for greater fame, maybe enlarged territory. Kings and queens use their power for building projects. There was a National Geographic of a couple of years ago that featured some of the building projects of King Herod. Fascinating. He apparently thought that the more wonderful things he could build, it would just leave his legacy even larger in the world. It's a worthwhile read. What kind of king are you going to be? From history, I would say that, and there was a history teacher at the 9:30 service, and she didn't correct me. From history, I would say, most people who are kings and queens do things that suit them. They feather their own nest. They take care of those who are loyal to them, and they eliminate or silence their critics. They expand their empire or defend it or both by means of war, and they tax people in order to have the riches necessary to do these projects and ensure a legacy. Are there really any other kinds of kings and queens than self-serving ones? Really? Then, crowned with thorns, King Jesus introduces to the world that which Isaiah prophesied, a different kind of king, a suffering Messiah, a servant leader. It seems a contradiction in terms. Surely, the world had to ask, how could one who is a Messiah of God die on a cross? What kind of king would have that kind of crown? How could you call the failure of Jesus before Pilate glory and victory? Yet that's exactly what the earliest Christians claimed. And we still do on Christ the King Sunday. We say that though he was put to death by the powers of this world, Jesus rose and now reigns as king over all, and his kingdom is coming in full. Yes, it's hard to see now. And yes, it may seem distant. But he's coming to reign and to rule. And that begins to happen anytime people believe. That's what brings his kingdom closer to earth, believing. It transforms your life and fashions it as you strive to follow him and put his grace and truth, his life and light to work in the world. What's so interesting about Jesus, whom Revelation calls the ruler of the kings of the earth, what's so interesting about his kingship is he's not a king like other kings. He's not typical. He's not centered on himself. He's not hungry for more power. He's not paranoid that there might be people against him. Jesus had power, but he used it to serve other people. Think about all of the gospel stories you know. He fed hungry people. He healed those who were sick. He cast out demons that were imprisoning the spirits of people. He freed them. He brought good news to those who were poor. He made to walk those who were lame. He opened the eyes of the blind. He always used his miracles, his power, to make life better for others. He brought in the outcasts. He forgave sinners. Jesus, in that way, revealed God's power and the truth of God's power throughout his ministry. And now Pilate has him on trial. For what? Before Pilate, who was had Rome's full authority, Jesus is asked now to defend himself against charges of blasphemy or sedition. His disciples want to pull out weapons and fight for him. That's what is typical of kings. And Jesus said, put your sword away. This is not about violence. He will bring in his kingdom peaceably. He stands before Pilate without fear. Imagine that. Pilate says to him, I have authority over you. It's given to me by Caesar, and I can take your life. And Jesus responds, you have no authority or power over me that is not given by God. Jesus had a source of power greater than even Pilate's. Wouldn't that be freeing to be that secure? Jesus claiming his identity as a baptized, beloved child of God who was on earth to speak God's truth and further God's salvation and to stand in that truth, even if it cost you your life. Wouldn't it be freeing to stand with Jesus, not needing the applause of devoted followers, not needing the support of big dollars or many troops to keep you, but just to be true to who you are? I don't know about you, but that's how I want to live. To thine own self be true. That's what Jesus exhibits before Pilate. He will not be defined by others. He chooses what kind of king he will be as he gives his life for the sins of the world. There was a song that shaped many youth a generation ago, when this world has got you down and all around you is coming apart. When friends stop coming around, be yourself. Be yourself. Be nothing else. That's the way God wants it for you and me. Another good reason to be yourself is because everybody else is already taken. So, I'd like to be a lot of you, but the truth is you do a good job with that. Jesus refused to let others tell him who he needed to be. You remember his temptation in the wilderness when Satan says to him, here, look at all these riches. Here, feed your hungers. Here, have all of this vast empire. Jesus says, that's not what I'm about. Jesus stays true to his baptized, beloved identity and faithful to his cross-bearing, suffering servant call. In refusing to answer Pilate, Jesus stands out from the crowded field of kings and queens. And aren't there many? I just thought off the top of my head now of some of the kings and queens I recall from history. Leopold, Charlemagne, Henry VIII, I am, Bloody Mary, Ramses, Catherine the Great. Jesus wasn't like any of them. Or should I say, none of them were like Jesus. And in comparison, they had more wealth than Jesus. They had better educations than Jesus. Jesus' resume for kingship isn't very strong. He was never a war hero. He was born in humble circumstances, not to royalty. He didn't have riches, really. He had very little business experience. He controlled no territory. And yet, we sing, and we will again this year, Handel's Messiah. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and his reign will be forever. Jesus stands apart from all other kings. And really, maybe that's all we need to know. That he wasn't the kind of power, the kind of authority figure, the kind of leader who was like all others. He was one who gave of himself to bless others. And to us, he says, follow me. Don't you be like everybody else. Give your allegiance, give your loyalty to the one who gave his life, doing justice, loving kindness, walking humbly with God, blessing others, giving life. Be a truth teller. before Pilate, that's what Jesus said he came into the world to do. I am here to testify to truth. Listen to my voice and you will know truth. Jesus is a suffering servant. Jesus is a leader who gives of himself. Jesus is truth teller. Jesus came from heaven to teach us heaven's ways. Jesus came from heaven to give testimony to the truth, even if it cost him his life. So if you read along in John's Gospel, you'll follow along with just a few more verses, and you'll find that what Pilate does is he listens to Jesus' testimony. Pilate crowns him painfully and puts him in humiliation before the crowds and says, "Here's your so-called king." And the people say, "Pilate, our king is King Caesar." And Pilate says, "Well, what about your King Jesus?" And they all yell, "Crucify him." The people choose an earthly tyrant over a heavenly servant. The people choose death over forgiveness or life or freedom. The people choose injustice rather than truth. The Romans used crosses to humiliate. The Romans used crosses as a sign of their power over the citizens. If we can silence Jesus, we'll stop his movement. If we can humiliate him and make him suffer and die before the masses, they will know who's in charge and whom to fear. There will be no question who holds authority. But Jesus stands there and says back to Pilate, "You have no authority over me." You know, a lot of people would say success lies in a good career or a happy family or financial security into retirement or having lots of friends and respect of others. But the truth is, Jesus had none of those things. You know what made Jesus successful? He stayed true to his baptismal calling as the beloved Son of God. He stayed true to his God-given identity and calling to be the suffering servant. Jesus was even willing to die for the truth. Imagine how freeing that must have been for him to put Pilate back in his place. That's a great line from the Black Panther movie. You get to decide what kind of king you're going to be. You have the authority. You get to say what you're going to live for, what you're going to value, what you're going to use your gifts for, what your purpose in life will be. Jesus gave his answer. He laid down his life for the sheep. He spoke his word, hoping that his followers would hear and obey. And now you and I, the beloved children of God, here we are listening for that voice. And you and I get to decide every day what kind of king we will serve. In doing so, as we choose what kind of king we will serve and won't serve, what you and I really are doing is answering Pilate's question: what is true? May all praise and glory and power, may all honor and might and blessing, may all wealth and wisdom and love be given to Jesus Christ. He is the faithful witness. He is the firstborn from the dead. He is the ruler of the kings of the earth and almighty. Amen.